Considering how late in the season is, it's an incredibly beautiful day. It's partly cloudy, which means those white, wonderful clouds with blue in between, so pretty pleasant, and there's absolutely no wind. I'm standing here and it's quiet and windless. And overhead are probably, I don't know, 100 or so gulls circling. And off to the side, the sounds that you may hear are the sounds of ravens. They're sitting in the woods. And I'm not walking any place. I'm going to kind of wait for things to come to me, because I also saw an eagle as I came up here. I'm at a neighbor's. I can see the field where he's dumped a load of entrails from the fish that they're cleaning down in the harbor. And there won't be too many more of these loads left, because they're almost done. There actually is an eagle cruising overhead as I look, but he doesn't look like he's going to come down. And he's certainly not making any noise. Eagles make some really funny noises, high, kind of un-eagle-like sounds, squealy sounds. This eagle is a bald eagle. It happens to be an adult. He's going to circle. We'll see what happens. Sometimes he'll come down when I'm here, so... Actually, as I'm watching this first eagle, a second one joined him, so there's kind of two circling high overhead. The second one is also an adult. The adult is the plumage with the white head and the white tail that we recognize. Young bald eagles are very dark, kind of mottled, mulchy birds. But it takes nearly 4 years for these birds to reach this adult plumage, so lots of baby birds around, you might say. One of the eagles is quite low now. And the ravens are kind of staying right with them. They're afraid of eagles too, but they're good flyers, so they can get pretty close. Funny, ravens are actually songbirds. They're like chickadees, or like, you know, any of your little songbirds, perching birds. They do make wonderful sounds. Besides that croaking, all those other funny sounds are theirs too. Two ravens seem to be playing, chasing each other, doing those rolls. Gulls finally are coming down. Just one at a time right now. Every time I think the gulls are coming down, they take off again. And I keep thinking it's me, and then I look up and I see three eagles now. I see one adult and two dark young ones that almost seem to be playing. Ravens are watching them too, but it's quite interesting. But this really frightens the herring gulls. They don't like to come down with those eagles around. This time I have three eagles in view, and all three of them are in the sort of sub-adult plumage. One of them has more white than the other, but they're all kind of pretty dark, big birds. It would be funny for me to say that we just have too many eagles here. The gulls can't come in. And that's actually what's happening this morning. What a wonderful place we live in, that we have this many eagles, that we can see them so readily. Pretty special. That's one of the top birds that people say they want to see in terms of wildlife watching. They want to see eagles. And most of us in this county have been very privileged to see them kind of regularly. They're not even that rare for us to see. Pretty spectacular. Well, with eagles overhead and the sounds of ravens, and I guess I'm going to say goodbye. I had really hoped we could hear the gulls coming down, because it's sort of like when people throw scraps of bread and food to the gulls, you know how much noise they make, and they kind of come in a frenzy. Well, to see a whole flock of gulls like this come down after these entrails is really kind of neat. It's really a feeding frenzy. They make a lot of noise and a lot of wing sound. But they're not going to do it today. Too many eagles around here spooking them, I'm afraid. They just keep circling higher and higher. So this is Molly Hoffman from a friend of mine from his field. Thanks, Mike, for WTIP.